Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, mini boneheads. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from a hotel room in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on Sunday, August 4th, 2013. Last night I did a stand-up show in Pittsburgh at the Improv, and I'll play the audio of Graham Elwood playing the Leonard Maltin game against audience members at the end of this shorty. Since last I spoke, you listened. I got to see a few more movies at the Traverse City Film Festival in the beautiful Bijou and State Theaters, both built by Michael Moore, who I cannot thank enough for having me at the festival. I saw Gold Diggers of 1933, quaint, Kon-Tiki, intense, and A Hijacking, very intense. Thank you to everyone who works at the festival and everyone in attendance. I cannot wait for next year, and I'll see you at the Comedy Festival next winter. Brrr. Now it's time for Not For Emetophobes. Hell Baby, currently on iTunes and VOD and whatnot, is not for emetophobes, but it is for laughaholics. This has been Not For Emetophobes. Tom Lennon, co-director, co-writer, and co-star of Hell Baby, cannot return to Doug Loves Movies in L.A. on Tuesday because of television, but I've got some great guests lined up, and we'll try to have him back soon. That's what I like to call a real cliff dangler. Dangler. Get it? I don't. This Thursday, August 8th, I'm doing stand-up at the Grand Theater in Salem, Oregon. And if you live anywhere near Portland, be sure to watch me on AM Northwest that morning. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. I'm guessing the number one movie at the box office this weekend will be Two Guns, and the number two movie should be Smurfs 2. I don't plan to see either anytime soon, but I would see Smurfs Two Guns, if they ever make that, because I wonder what color Smurfs' blood is. This has been Don't Watch This or That. Doug Loves Movies at Comedy on State in Madison, Wisconsin is close to sold out, so come to my stand-up show on Saturday, August 10th at 4:20 and bring a name tag and possibly get chosen to play the Leonard Maltin game. Speaking of which, it's time to listen to my handheld, echoey recording of Graham Elwood taking on the crowd at the Pittsburgh Improv. Enjoy.
It's time, Pittsburgh, for the Leonard Maltin game. Let's look in the prize bag, which is a beautiful improv bag, because we're here at the Pittsburgh Improv.
Nice.
It's really the Homestead Improv, right?
Sure.
Yeah. But, you know, it's close to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It's right over there. Extremely points on the ground. We're not saying this for... Today you get to win, Dinky Wednesday, a $10 iTunes gift card to buy bonus episodes of Dunno's Movies and Comedy Film Notes, or whatever you want to get with it. You know, you can buy the new Robin Thicke. Woo, that's right. That guy knows how to put some titties in a movie. We've got copies of My Two Latest Albums, Game of Dog, and Smug Life. We've got some comic books that got a Comic Con in San Diego. We've got The Pro, which looks like a fun one. Looks like
looks fun.
Right? This is some sort of skanked out superhero. His hands are trying to grab the boobs on the cover. And then we've got another one called Godland, Volume 1. And another one that's called Non Player. And then
you're gonna put something. I'll put my CD, Paul Strike Dance Party, in there.
Paul Strike Dance Party! So all this is songs to win. If they get their name tag picked and they come up on stage, you can beat Graham in one round of the Leonard Maltin game. So let's, people who brought name tags, please present them now.
You are nice.
The gentleman in the front row has a signed Bobby Moore picture. He signed it to you.
This is
Zach. Very good. Bobby Moore from this movie. This guy just walked right down the aisle. Walked right up to us. You are presenting.
It's a Sharpie.
Very impressive.
It's a Sharpie. That's a Sharpie.
Oh, back to the Sharpie. Doug Hart's Larry on your head? You should have read that by me. Thank you so much for that. You were a real tattoo. Bobby Moore's thanks, Dave of the Dead, for presenting it. That was smart of you, because you're sitting way back there. It's kind of hard to see. There's the Giants and there's the Smith poster. They've been on stage before. Very good at the Leonard Maltin game, as it turns out.
I see you waving, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Someone's just waving?
No, she's waving to her friend. He's got it.
Oh, I see.
What's it say? What does it say in his eyes? What does the name tag say?
Sean.
Okay. Sean Bowen?
Well, who would you like to pick, Graham?
This is tough. You guys are all doing a good job.
Oh, and there's
he's got the
Leonard Maltin. It says Leonard Maltin Game Champion. Is that your Twitter handle? Ben Sucks.
And it's got all of the years that he's been a champion: 1916, 1924, 1930. All right, that's cool. Come on.
Get up here with that thing. Go stand next to Graham over there. I'm glad that you... I love that he grabbed his beer to bring up here with him. Like, he doesn't already have his hands full with his giant sign. And, well, yeah, you can put it on the stool there. What's the furry thing hanging out of the front of it?
Chewbacca.
That's Chewbacca? And it makes a noise?
That's Chewbacca. Was very tired.
It's a very ill Chewbacca. He's on his deathbed just for... Chewbacca. The whole sign is kind of baffles me, but Graham liked it.
I totally did. The Montreal Canadiens have won all these Stanley Cups, so he just took this banner and then
people are booing.
Well, there's obviously Mr. Penguin fans here.
This is just between Ben, who sucks, and Graham. Elwood is his Twitter handle. My app is acting up here.
My app is being weird.
It is, Graham. We might not be able to play if I can't get this shit worked out. Okay, I got it worked out.
Leonard's alive.
What did Ben say?
Leonard's alive.
Lighter
glitz.
Oh, yeah, I hope so.
That's
a morbid thing to say. Here are your options. You get to pick a category. Celebrating a birthday today, the great Martin Sheen.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, you did something weird now, like Jim Caviezel Day or something like that.
Well, that's good. Then I hope Jim Caviezel finds out that you think he's a weirdo.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's Jesus-y. That's right, man.
Yeah.
Your other options, Ben, are Inconceivable, which is movies with infertile women. Or Sausage Fest, and that's a movie where Leonard doesn't list any women in the acting listings at the end of the review. There may be women in it, but he doesn't list any for one reason or another. Which one of those categories would you like to play? Martin Sheen, infertile women, or no women in the cast?
Let's go Sausage Fest.
Sausage Fest. You know, judging from your shirt and your hat and your sign, you're pretty much living a Sausage Fest.
What? You're not going to even tail on that yet? Come on.
Where's your lady at today? Non-existent. That's what I thought. But who knows? Maybe you'll meet somebody. Yeah, maybe there's somebody up front with a Bob Newhart picture who wants to try something new.
Party.
Is it illegal in Pennsylvania to have sex with a man on stage?
Yeah. Did you guys run out of the tunnel? What are we doing?
I'm telling you, my app is completely fucked up for some reason. It's never froze up on me like this before. So hopefully we can get this shit together.
Might be the rainstorm.
It might be the rainstorm?
Yeah, the rainstorm.
Does it really mess with apps like that? Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Because it really is not just not working. And it's usually so dependable. It only costs $5 in the App Store. Leonard did a great job with it. Okay, here we go. I really filled in nicely there. What a professional I am. Ben, would you like a movie from 1957 or 1992? That is a Sausage Fest. Really?
Yeah.
1957
he picked.
Four? Yeah. Did you win that year?
Yes,
he did. 1957. Yes, he did.
Four stars from Leonard for this movie that he calls a brilliant film. He says that it was the director's impressive debut as a director. And he also says that it was remade for television in... what year is that? 1997. And he lists 12 names. How many names can you get it in?
I go zero.
He says zero names, Graham.
What? Is he the guy that emailed you this category? Is that how this works? All right. Oh, Jesus.
Graham, let me just... One more. Settle down back there.
Negative one.
57, four stars from Leonard, brilliant, remade on TV, the director's debut, and he lists 12 people that are all men. How many names, Graham?
Who's the negative one? Negative one.
Okay, I don't know where you're going, Graham. You need to be near Ben.
Oh.
He gets to Ben now.
Yeah.
Is it 12 Angry Jurors? Is it Henry Fonda?
It is Henry Fonda, but it's called 12 Angry Men, dummy. 12 Angry Men.
12 Angry Men that are jurors.
You lose, sucker.
Fuck off.
Ben is our winner.
Bullshit.
Cheers, Ben.
Cheers.
Congratulations, Ben. Thank you so much. What an exciting round of Leonard Maltin that was. It's funny, I always call it like this will be called... This will be called Graham Elwood versus Pittsburgh, but it's always like... it usually only takes one person for it to end, so it's not really... but you represent Pittsburgh in many ways. Yeah. So, good job, Ben, and... and as always... The rural juror is a shithead.
of gold his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his